do you treat Jesus like one of your homies? Hi again, this is Tony Ajayi. You know those friends you only remember to call or text when you need their help? Flat tire, job application, emergency prayer. And after that, you disappear again for another 365 business days. As a matter of fact, you probably consider those friends great friends because they're always there when you need them, even though you hardly service the friendship. Honest question, are you a mosquito because it's giving leech, it's giving parasitic vibes? But what do I know? Really, jokes aside, do you know that sometimes we treat our relationship with God this exact same way? We bask in the truth that Jesus is our savior, our deliverer, our redeemer, and all of those beautiful things. And is all of that, no doubt, but is he Lord? Does he rule the affairs of your life? Can people actually tell that you're on his side? Do you give your all to him, or do you give when it's convenient? Can he reach out to you and get a quick response, or do you leave him on read for weeks until the next life problem hits you and now you're suddenly looking for the next prayer line? Can he interrupt your plans and say, wait for my instruction, and you say, yes Lord, without arguing? Is Jesus your main guy or your side piece? Because if he's really your main guy, then you're not just claiming him on the internet while living perpetually in sin and outside of his will in real life. You may even be using his name to bring profits to your business, your ministry, your brand, but does he have a record of who you are? Let's not play with ourselves. Matthew in chapter 7 verses 21 to 23 in the Message version says, I can see it now at the final judgment. Thousands strutting up to me and saying, Master, we have preached the message. We have bashed the demons. Our super spiritual projects had everyone talking. And do you know what I'm going to say? You missed the boat. Ooh. All you did was to use me to make yourselves important. You don't impress me one bit. You're out of here. Listen, that translation really shook me the very first time I read it. Imagine doing all the church stuff, all the good stuff, all the ministry stuff, but still being unrecognizable to Jesus. I need not say more. So here's the question. Are we using the Lord to fulfill our personal goals, or are we surrendered to the Lord so that he can work out his plans in and through us? Because the latter is tough. It prunes us, it humbles us, it requires that we hear his word and apply it to our lives daily, even when it's inconvenient, even when nobody sees us, even when it costs us. In fact, Psalm 15, one of my favorite psalms, says that one of the people who can dwell in his holy hill is the one who keeps their word even when it hurts. Another translation says that they make firm commitments and they follow through even at great cost. That part right there, that's where many of us draw the line. We're okay with obedience as long as it's easy or it's public. But the moment it requires sacrifice, delay, or discomfort, we start to negotiate. Jesus is not just a life raft for emergencies. He's the captain of the ship. My people will say Oloriyoko, Oludariyoko. So it's good to ask ourselves, is he Lord of my life? Is he Lord of your life? Or is he just an emergency contact in your spiritual phone book? You know, same way you call on your friends when you need them. Take some time to let that sink in. I'm praying for ease as we step into a new month. Amen. Have a wonderful week ahead. God loves you and God bless you.